No backsies. Okay, Tzirkas HaTzadik, Simen Tes Zayin. Dvar Mitzvah Shoseyu Mipnei HaSafik. When a person does a mitzvah, even if he's not sure if it's really a mitzvah, Chal Alav Kedushas Hashem Yisbarach Vavadai. When a person does a mitzvah, even though the mitzvah itself is a safik, the kedusha that he draws from that mitzvah is vaday. Kevan shesarach lasos mivnei asafik, since he has to do it because of the safik, meaning once there's a safik and the halacha says misafik, you have to do this. Dugmas yom tov sheni, for example, yom tov sheni shogalios. So once that becomes the halacha, even though the starting point was a safik, I wasn't sure which day was supposed to be Yom Tov, so I'll keep a second day of Yom Tov, but the second day now becomes imbued with the Kedusha of the first day, and maybe even more. It's Mamash of Tzadok Lishitasa, because Rav Tzadok writes some very strong things about the second Seder. Most people think, second Seder, to work up the energy to do it again, Yisafik, to eat the matzah again, and the mar again, and the four cups again. Now, if you had a rough first Seder, so then you like the second Seder. But there's something about like an Eretz Yisrael, you know, one Seder, you go all out, you go all in, give it your best shot. But Rav Tzadok says, and Tzadikim say, that there's something actually maybe even more holy about the second Seder, which is seemingly a safik, and that's what he's talking about here. So it's a very timely piece that we landed on this piece. Hashem's always good to us. So again, Dvar Mitzvah Shoseh B'Pnei HaSafik Chal Lo Kedusha Simis Barach Mavadai. When you do a mitzvah, which is rooted, the starting point of that mitzvah was, I have a suffix, so I'm supposed to, but now Halacha tells me I have to do this. So you'll say, okay, so maybe I get like a little something for it. No. Once the Halacha says you have to do it, you get the Kedusha, Ki'ilu you did the mitzvah, B'Vadai. Before we go on, and he gives examples and love this, I want to just think together out loud, based on what some of us heard from Rav Kluger today. There's a Mishnah in the fourth parak of Pirkei Avos. Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, I think, captures the feeling, the existential crisis of every human being. The Tanya in Parak Nun talks about it. Al karcha atachai, al karcha atavis. I didn't sign up to play this game, and I don't sign up when I choose to end the game. I didn't ask to be alive. And if I'm doing a good job, and now like I'm really liking it, and Hashem says, well, now you need to die. Ugh, come on, I'm finally getting into things. I finally worked through some of my Yitzharas. I'm finally getting somewhere. And Hashem said, I didn't ask your opinion when I decided to create you, and I'm not going to ask your opinion when I decided to take you back. Against your will, you're born, and against your will, you're dying. And that struggle of like not ever really knowing what's the story here, That whole life of living with like a suffix, like, how did I come to be, and when is this going to end, and how am I doing? Am I doing a good job? And feeling very unworthy, and being told sometimes by the Torah you can do this, and feeling but I can't, but knowing that I can, and flip flopping my whole life between those worlds of al karcha atachai, al karcha atameis, is so to speak the suffix that Hashem is sort of making into vaday. I feel very misupuk about everything. And Hashem says, Vada, it has to al-karchach. Against your will, it has to be this way. Against your will, that's the halacha. The halacha is, halichos olam lo, go. Hashem throws you down. Throws you into the world, and you gotta go. And you don't get to choose when it starts, you don't get to choose when it ends. Kliyakar, at the beginning of this week's parasha, the little aleph of Vayikra, talks about this idea of, again, the smallness that even Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest Jew, he was the humblest Jew, but he was also the greatest Jew. He knew he was the greatest Jew, but he still, even Moshe was grappling. He felt unworthy. He felt small. Hashem wants to talk to me. Hashem wants to appoint me to carry out a mission. He feels like there's a mistake here, that it's all mikra. The aleph, the small aleph, makes a vayikar, the way Hashem speaks to Bilam. Like, this is a weird, strange accident that I ended up here. And Hashem says, no, Vayikra, I'm speaking to you. Even though it does seem l'malo mehasagaso, it seems beyond your madrega. So once a person realizes that everything that he's mesupak about in Hashem's perspective is vaday, the mitzvah that you're not sure was so good, Hashem says, Vada, it's very good. And that's part of what Kluger was talking about today, that there are Jews who stick it out till the end, the same way that Mitzrayim, as unrealistic as it was, that there would be a Geula, Pakor Yifkod, and there's a voice that keeps saying, yeah, we're getting there. How many shmuzim can I hear until I give up? That was the Yisod today. At what point does the Hischazkus, you know, movement just dwindle to the point where it's absurd? It's absurd to still be betting on this. And he said that was true even after they saw miracles. So Achas Kam V'Kam, after 2,000 years of Gullus, the movement is dwindling. That's what he's asking us. Is the Olam HaTorah thriving or collapsing today? It's not so pasha to answer that. You see it moving in both directions. You see people whose parents invested hundreds of thousands of dollars in Jewish education chucking it like that in 2 seconds. And you see people who went to public school in a single, you know, weekend on NTSY Shabbaton flipping out. So Olam Hafach Reisi. Olam Hafach Reisi. The small aleph is really Hashem wants to talk to you. What's going on? I'm trying to figure out what's going on here. I said to my wife this week, there are three people I think who understand me currently. Hashem, my wife, and Eviatar Banai. For those who don't know who Eviatar Banai is, Eviatar Banai is a musician in Eretz Yisrael, and he put out a new album somewhat recently, and it's very dark, and it's very beautiful. And I want to show you some words. Before you go on Eretz Yisrael, just look. One of the songs is called Adam Nizrak. Man, man is thrown. Man is cast down. It's mamish this yisrael. Take a look. The hakdama to Mar Makom 1. Adam Nizrak leMakomos Rechokim. A person is Nizrak. Nizrak doesn't mean like Hashem lowers you down, you know, nice and soft. Hashem flings you down into this world, leMakomos Rechokim, to distant places. Kedei laHamin. In order to believe. So Tanha Rabban Shalom, what was wrong with when I was up there and I believed? Why do you have to send me here? No, I want you to go on this crazy mission, basically to achieve the same thing you had before we started the mission. Okay. Litzok, to cry out, to scream Lalechas, to make my way through this world. Adam Bederach Lelo Mutza. Person's like stumbling around in the dark. He's trying to figure out where am I trying to get to? What am I doing here? Kedei limtso shvil me'atzad, in order to find the pathway from the side. No one travels on the main highways. You got to take the people who you look at. You're like, oh wow, they're like, you know, they found all the easy to travel roads in this world because you don't know what's going on in their private lives. Vizem mavak. That's the struggle. That's the fight. That's the game. And the struggle goes up and it ascends to the heart of the heavens. It's beautiful. Now you really have to hear the song to hear the struggle in the song. It starts off. It starts off like this. For those who are more musical, like major, happy kind of, you know, notes. And then, like, it quickly descends into, like, this very dark, repetitive thing. And that happens, like, right around this point of the song. So, it's like mounting, you know, at this point. V'avak ola umitamer ad lev shamayim. The struggle is ascending to the heights of heaven.
Yeah.
And it's what? It's, you want to play it?
Do you want?
Yeah,
it's my play it. Why Mashbiya can play songs in the middle of Shira?
I have it. Mashbiya
bring it up. Yeah,
Rikud Bein Yayush LeEmuna. It starts off nice and happy, so you think like, okay, this is going to be great. Hashem, trust me, it's going to be down to the world. strong, no? You listen to it more. Rikud ben Yirish Lamuna. It's a beautiful lashon, a dance between belief and completely giving up. A dance. It's mamash a dance. Pesach. Lashon diluk. Kadosh Baruch Hu is jumping around in the world. Yeah, lo levater zel matzeach. If you don't surrender, if you don't give in, then you've already won. If you're willing to try, then you won. You automatically won. Okay, so let's go back to Tzaddik. So Tzaddik says again, Dvar mitzvah shosei b'pnei ha-safik. So a person has a mitzvah that he's doing, and the whole thing's a safik. His whole life's a safik. But it's a mitzvah, there's a tzivoy. Akarchat ha-chai, akarchat ha-meis. Akarchat ha-nola, the Mishnah says. So now, you're thrown into it. No. So do you accept that that's the halacha? Or do you spend your whole life trying to run away from it, like Yonah is trying to flee from a Kadosh Baruch Hu? So if you accept that that's the halacha, says Rav Tzaddik, Chol olav kedushas Hashem yisbarach v'vadai. Then what? When you're mekabel something which to you is such a big suffix, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, v'adai, I'm giving you the kedusha v'adai. The halacha is you have to do this. Yeah, but Hashem, it's such a suffix, this isn't going to work. And Hashem says, what do you mean? I'm paskening, and now it's v'adai. And now the full kedusha of the one of the things that you look in a life, oh, that's vada. My life is something. That's vada. Hashem said, "I'm telling you that becomes vada now, to such a degree that what he says in the third line, va'ayin b'shabbos chav gimel amid aleph, demavarchem asher kedushanu b'mitzvos of asafik. Do we make brachos on the second night of Pesach? When's the mitzvah of achilas matzah? Be'erev tochlu matzos." One night, ba'erev, on that night, you should eat matzah. So how am I making a bracha on matzah on two nights? One of them is wrong. Unless we say that once the suffix becomes the halacha, then it transfers into the realm of vaday, and then, yes, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav. This is sanctified like anything else. So we make brachos. We make brachos even on things which midirabbanan we're doing misafik. Chutz mi demai, Rav Tzaddik says, with the exception of demai, if you have produce that is possibly tithed, possibly untithed, right? So you don't make a bracha on that. And that's based on a simple logic that rov amei ha'aretz v'chulu, that most amaratzim actually do tithe their grain. Misafik, since you're dealing with tevel, since you're dealing with potentially untithed grain, which is a serious deal, so you have to separate some of the grain. But you don't make a bracha because the chances are it probably is trumos and maestros probably were already taken. Okay, but any suffix that's a real suffix, you make a bracha on it because once it's a suffix, the MS, that's the halacha. Now it's vaday and has the full kedusha. It has the full kedusha of a vaday. Here's an interesting example. He says, so that's a simple example. Then he gives a fancy example. Here's a fancy example. Dugmas mashakasa b'tshuvas haran. Quoted by the Beis Yosef in Yerodeya, Reish Chav Ches, in Yerodeya by the laws of Nedarim. What's the case? A person says, I'm taking a neder not to be in a particular city for Shabbos. And now he wants to be matir his neder. You're saying, why did he take the neder? A person took a neder, a shvua, actually, nishva, he swore not to be in a particular city on Shabbos. On a Friday afternoon, he said, I swear not to be in this city on Shabbos. Okay, so he's not allowed to be there on Shabbos. Well, he's not allowed to be there on Shabbos, but that really means he has to leave already before Shabbos, right? Can't wait till Shabbos and then leave, then he's already in violation. So a little bit he has to leave already before Shabbos, which means on some level, misafek, his neder is sort of being chal already when? On Friday. So if the neder is already a little bit being chal on Friday, so now he has an opening. Because once misafik, he has to keep the neder a little bit on Friday. Once that becomes reality, even though it's coming from a place of safik, of not really knowing when I'm supposed to leave the city, but once that creates a new reality, namely, that he has to leave now, so now his nether has already been chal. His nether has taken effect. to enough of a degree that if he wants to go to a chacham and say, please be matir my neder, the chacham can do that. You can't be matir the neder until the neder takes effect. But the fact that there's a suffix when this neder takes effect, misuffix, he has to practice the neder a little bit on Erev Shabbos, but that's enough to create a vadai halachic status that he can go to a chacham and say, my neder has taken place, has taken effect. Even though, what was the language of the neder? The language of the neder was, I'm not going to be in the city on Shabbos. But misuffix, it carries into Friday, and that suffix becomes the halacha, and halacha becomes reality. And once halacha becomes reality, like we spoke about this morning, right? How the way you understand something becomes reality. Once that becomes reality, then the chacham can be matir the neder. So Rav Sadek says, things which start off in the realm of suffix, once it becomes the halachic mitzias, then we don't look at it as suffix anymore. It becomes 100% real. And I think it's such a chash of yesod in our whole life. Adam nizrak lemekomos rechok, Hashem throws you down and says, good luck. He said, this is like a big suffix if this is going to work. This is a huge suffix if this is going to work. And Hashem says, no, that's the halacha. The halacha is, you have to exist. I'm paskening your life. Alright, so now I guess it's vaday. I guess it means I can't accomplish something for Hashem. I guess it means Hashem is absolutely confident that I'm going to do fine. And Hashem says, yes. Pasuk in Shmuel. Yidach mimenu nidach. No one's going to be left behind. Yes, vada, this is going to work. Even though the starting point in your mind is kulo safik. So he says, again, in the Tshuva Saran, quoted by the Beis Yosef, the kevan shem misafik tzarech, since misafik, he needs to practice his neder, chashav kavadai, and immediately, halacha has turned safik into vada. Okay? Another example, says Rav Sadok, V'chein mashmos, the last little paragraph, V'chein mashmos, Lashon HaGemara, Mishosh Shekidesh Hayom Be'erev Shabbos. From the time that the day has become sanctified on Erev Shabbos, again, it's trying to figure out different shitas, right? Let's not forget where we're holding. We're learning the beginning of Tzidkas HaTzadik, which are all what? Insights into the Gemara at the beginning of Brachos. So there's different shitas at the beginning of Brachos, Beis Amad Aleph, Beis Amad Beis, when is the time to say Shema at night? Opening Mishnah Mizachas Brachos. So one opinion is Mishosh Shekidesh Hayom Be'erev Shabbos. From the time Shekidesh Hayom Be'erev Shabbos. From the time Shabbos arrives on Erev Shabbos. What do you mean Shabbos doesn't arrive on Erev Shabbos? What are you talking about? What does it mean Shabbos on Erev Shabbos? So it says with Tzaddik, if you look in Rashi, Dainu Ben Hashmashos. We're talking about Ben Hashmashos. We're talking about a time period that we would refer to as Safek Yom, Safek Laila. That's what Ben Hashmashos is. And maybe in Lamdis it's Yom and Laila blurred together. But Pashup Shad, Ben Hashmashos is maybe day, maybe night. And yet, that Safek Yom, Safek Laila that we call Ben Hashmashos, what? All of a sudden now we're calling Bekari Kiddush Hayom, Bekiddush Shabbos. So how does something that's maybe Shabbos and maybe not Shabbos, how do we say that it has the, for sure it has the sanctity of Shabbos? Because the fact that we have to treat Ben Hashmashos L'chumra, the fact that we have to treat Ben Hashmashos, we take it seriously, even though we don't know what it is, it's a suffix, maybe it's day, maybe it's night, but the fact that we're forced by Halacha to take it seriously means that Ben Hashmashos now has become imbued with the sanctity of Shabbos. Amazing. V'kari Kiddush Hayom B'Kiddush Shabbos. Okay? V'Alshas Ben Hashmashos. Now the last point, let's just read it now, even though we're going to talk about everything we said so far, and then we're going to come back to this final point that he has in the bracket here. But let's put it out there now, and then we'll try to say what he said. V'Alshas Ben Hashmashos Yesh Lomar Gam HaShabbos Yisrael Dekadshinhu L'Shabbos. With regard to Ben Hashmashos, which we're now saying is treated like Shabbos, who gets the credit? So you'll tell me, well, Hashem, you made this time period that's kind of neither here, neither there. And therefore, we have to treat it like Shabbos. But we're not the ones who are making that time period. So says Rav Sadek, that's not true. That's not true. You make that time period. What does that mean? He says, Yesh lomar gam ha-Shabbos, with regard to that which is Shabbos itself, which has now been transformed into Shabbos. Yisrael dekatshinu l'Shabbos. You get the credit for making that. What? How did you make that Shabbos? After kviyav kaima, even though Shabbos we normally assume is not man-made, Shabbos is God-made. Kviyav kaima, the time is set by the heavens. We don't look up. We set the holidays. Kiddush HaChodesh. We don't set Shabbos. Shabbos is kviyav kaima. You don't control. And yet, Chumrah the Safek Humi Yisrael, but this Chumrah that we choose to be strict about Bein HaShmashos, that's, we paskin that. And therefore what? We created that Shabbos. The Chol Shebnei Yisrael Machmir Ma'atzum La'asoso Mitzvah Nasa Mitzvah V'yeshva Kedusha. When we take on a Chumrah and we treat it with the seriousness of a Mitzvah, when we take it seriously, that has the kedusha of the mitzvah. Again, the very word mitzvah means Hashem commanded it. But you get credit, kilo Hashem commanded it. It's not much a Pesach dikinyan, because the Lev Simcha and other tzaddikim, Gerebi and other tzaddikim said that Pesach is dafka the Yom Tov, where chumras. And again, this also has to be understood properly. But it's dafka the Yom Tov where we go for chumras, right? But if I'm a brisker, I always go for chumras. If I'm a regular Jew, I might have certain hakbadas on Pesach that I don't have the rest of the year. So what's that about? What's that about? Pesach is called Shabbos in the Torah. Mimachar sa Shabbos. And yet what we're trying to say, we're trying to hint to this fact that yes, that even Shabbos, even a mitzvah, which by definition the very word mitzvah means you commanded me. No. I can create a mitzvah. I can create the kedusha of the mitzvah. That's a big chiddush. Through our being machmir about a mitzvah, by taking something which is a suffix, it's just a suffix. We're playing it safe. It's not. No, nope. When you decide to take it seriously, now it becomes mamish, the real McCoy. Yeah.
And the Rebbe explained, like, it seems like this bitachon goes along, right? Like when you treat like a suffix as a vade, that becomes a vade.
It becomes vade.
So
that's
like, you think like. When you like have bitachon on something that actually might change the reality.
Yes, that's what we spoke about this morning. That's what we learned this morning. We learned about that in the context of Pesach. How the Jews, the Moranayim says that the Jews held the Pesach Seder Mitzrayim before they were redeemed, and that brought the redemption.
It's only for mitzvahs. It's like that brought the redemption.
Anything you believe in becomes reality. Anything you believe in becomes reality.
Like when I have a problem, you have me talking to go well. Like
Trachtut.
That was going to make it go well.
Believe it'll be good and it'll be good. Think good and it'll be good. Yeah.
How is this different than doing a somersault in front of the Torah?
It's not.
Same thing.
We could have. We didn't have time, but yes, we could make a Savizeros Sikas Atzad the combo share. Yes, it's mamash the same thing we learned earlier this week. You do a crazy somersault. The Piazetzner is doing somersaults in front of a Sefer Torah, and part of him is telling himself this is the greatest, most holy thing I ever did in my life. Part of him saying this is the most absurd thing I ever did in my life. That's just a miniature commentary on all of life. You can look at your whole life, and that's what Rav Kluger was talking about today. Rav Kluger was saying it was idiotic to believe that the Jews were going to get out of Mitzrayim. And they're whispering to each other, oh, Pakod Yivko, it's coming any day now. The world is telling us, Yesh Olam. The world is telling us that's not true. How many times did he say Yesh Olam today, Rav Kluger? Like 1,000? 17, yeah. 613 times. The world is... Right? The avak is ola umitameh ad leiv shamayim. It's just, we're going weiter. The world is going weiter. No? So Rav Kluger was saying, it was absurd. Did you catch the part when he said, what was the feeling in the year 2446? You caught that?
No.
2448 we left Mitzrayim. 2447 was an entire year of miracles. 2446 was Jews exactly like us right now. It was mamish. It was Jews like us sitting right now, learning Torah, saying, Mashiach, Mashiach, any day now, Mashiach. And there's a part of us that wants to just throw off our yarmulkes and walk out of them and say, this is absurd. We can talk about it forever. No? We can just keep talking about it. Have you thought about what you're going to do? I mean, we don't have to deal with this. I've thought a lot of times about like writing a kuntras about this topic, just so that I can save someone when God forbid this happens.
Write it.
Remember the story I told you once? That who was it? Which Jikover? Reb Lazer Jikover was the one who said in 1840 that Mashiach's not coming whenever all the other tzaddikim said is coming. I think Reb Lazer Jikover said in 1840, right? 1840 was there? In 1840, there was like a big rash in the world that, based on a piece of Zohar, that Mashiach was coming that year. My Shana Aleph is also a big Mashiach here. Toshin Samach. 99-2000. There were kuntrasim in the streets. They were selling kuntrasim. There was a lot of hints and svarim and things. You know, Cheshbonos, Sefer Daniel. Right? It's happening. It was the year after Shemitah year, after this, and then that, right? All the things. Yeah? And what happened? It doesn't come. So what happens when Mashiach doesn't come after everyone's all hyped for Mashiach? It's a big letdown. So in 1840, a lot of tzaddikim were saying, we got to make chachanas, it's happening. Reb Lazer Jikover said, I swear it's not happening. Mashiach's definitely not coming. So he said, why? He said, because if Mashiach comes, so they'll say that Jikover's not a real tzaddik. They'll say he's not a real rebbe. Right? He was wrong, so he'll lose his nemanus. He says, but what happens if the opposite? What happens if Mashiach doesn't come? So it's not that everyone's going to become a jikur chassid. He wasn't going for the kavod, right? But he's saying at least, right? If it doesn't come, people will be able to say, well, not everyone said it's coming. There was one person who said we're not there yet. So he wanted to make sure that Jews would be able to believe when the time passes and what and it doesn't happen. So, what would happen? God forbid. There's two gemaras. There's a gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Tes and a gemara in Sanhedrin, I think Tzadi Zayin. Tzadi Vav or Tzadi Zayin, I never remember. I think Tzadi Zayin. That says that how many years is the world? 6,000 years. So what year are we in?
5777.
So have you thought about what would happen if 6,000 arrived and Mashiach wasn't here? Did that ever happen? Right, so we'll say, oh, the 166 missing years. The calendar's off. There's a big machlokas between Chazal and secular sources. One was by Isheni. Did that ever happen? Did we ever face that crisis before?
I'm guessing yes, because that's what we
So I once heard a shir. From a woman. that's the background of the story. But it was one of the most powerful things I ever heard, and I couldn't stop thinking about it when Rav Kluger was talking, because it was mamash the same yisod. That what? Purim. That happened on Purim. You realize that happened on Purim. They were told 70 years, and then we're going to buy a sheni. So, 70 years were up. Well, no, they messed up. They didn't calculate right. Belshazzar didn't calculate right. Okay, so wait a few more years. And now Achashverosh says, okay, now, like, for sure, by my 70-year count, for sure, the 70 years are up. And Achashverosh took out the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash and said, I guess it's over for you Jews. So what do you think it was like waking up that morning after the 70 years passed? Can you imagine? Year 65, like, okay, we're getting there. Any day now, we're getting closer. Right? Year 67, 68, 69, okay. Year 70, okay, now for sure. And they woke up the next morning and Mashiach wasn't here. So now what do you do? You crazy enough to still believe? Achashverosh was celebrating that it was over. What happens in the year 6000? I'm being serious. What happens in the year 6000 if Mashiach's not here? So first we'll buy some time with the calendar, right? We'll say, oh, the calendar's off. There's a Medrash Osios Terbi Akiva that says 6,093. So that for sure, as we get closer to 6,000, everyone's going to be talking about that Medrash. Well, you know, just in case, we still have another 93 years. At some point, Halavai Mashiach should come tomorrow. Halavai Mashiach should come tonight. If Mashiach can come at night. Yeah? But at some point, God forbid, we have to face that reality. The Jews of the tribe were facing that reality. How long was Amram and Aaron going around telling people Pakod Yifkod? I said, yeah. My grandparents also heard that for a long time. And they were born and they died in Mitzrayim. How many shmuz do you have to hear about Mashiach? You know? How many times do you have to, oh, yeah, it's the Mashiach, we're getting close, I'm almost there. At what point do you give up? Seriously, at what point do you surrender? But the Vart is emunah. You have to be crazy enough to believe. You have to be crazy, and it's a dance. It's a rikud bein yayush l'emunah. The dance, your whole life is this crazy dance between yayush and emunah. Like Eviatar Banai Paskins. Lo levater, if you're still playing the game, zelanatzeh, then you're winning. Tanya, keep fighting. If you're fighting, then maybe your life is supposed to be a benoni. Yeah.
Isn't what this rabbi did, I forgot his name, the opposite of what he's telling here? Like, you should treat the Suffolk as a vada, and he wasn't keeping it as a Suffolk.
Okay, so it could be he stopped the Mashiach. It could be if the Jicker would have jumped on the bandwagon, Mashiach would have come. But this is not like this. It's not all fun and games.
We should keep it as a Suffolk, or should keep it as a vada? Or
we don't want to face that. But I'm telling you, sometimes I feel like I want to write a kuntris. I want to write a kuntris, being mechazek Jew, so that they'll be able to say, oh, you know, 200 years from now, right? They'll be able to say, oh, there was some yid. They'll dig up this kuntris, this little kuntris. They'll say, oh, some yid in Tavshin Ayin Zayin put out a kuntris on this, and they'll be able to be mechazek themselves until it happens. In Mitzrayim, after a year, of miracles, they still didn't believe it could happen. So how do we feel after 2,000 years of Hester Panim? You have to be insane to believe Mashiach's calling. But Baruch Hashem, everyone at this table, we're all insane. We're all crazy. The turkey prince. Mark your forehead and keep believing. You know? What choice do you have? You have another option? Al karachat the chai, al karachat the meitz. Al karachat to play the game. You can't convert to a different religion. You can't drop out. You're stuck. Okay, so you do what you can. You do the best you can. Take a look. Rav Pam gave a shmooze at the Agudas Yisrael convention in the 1980s. 1984. Kislev 1984. Source number one. Rav Pam published his shmooze in a volume called Morat Tzedek. So he quotes from the Chavetz Chaim. He says the Chavetz Chaim was always being mechazik people. It's sad. You know how depressed we could be over the fact that the Chavetz Chaim was never zocher to see Mashiach? He was in. It was. What'd you say?
He was so pro Mashiach.
No, he really wasn't.
No, but like
it was Vadai.
Devoted his life.
So is our tzaddik lying to us? He said Vadai. He told us Vadai. The Chofetz Chaim said Vadai. And our tzaddik told us Suffolk turned Suffolk into Vadai. So what happened? The Chavetz Chaim used to say that every single day of a person's life, where it's bolded, Shebuchol Yom Vayom Hu Suffolk Shakl. You have to be able, if you're a real Jew, then every day, the Suffolk is 50-50. Which means what? Tzuya Tzunein. Maybe yes, maybe no. Imkein Imlav, Shiav Mashiach. Imkein Tzvichim Liskonim Lizeh. So tell me, do you wake up in the morning? Do you wake up in the morning believing 50% chance? That everything that Rav Kluger kept saying today, Yesh Olam, Yesh Olam, Yesh Olam, the world's advancing. And we're sitting here, like Rav Kluger was in a holy way, poking fun. We're sitting here learning Hilchos Hagolas Kalim, had a kasher our Kalim when everyone's using, you know, disposable silverware anyways on Pesach. And we're sitting there, and we're learning a Mishnah Mesachas Uksin, and you're wondering, like, what are we doing? Go out and make some money. What are we doing here? Seriously, what are we doing here? And we're sitting here and we're learning a Mishnah on Erech and he said, Erki Alai. Erki Alai what? There's no Beis HaMikdash. You know, donating their value to the Beis. What are we talking about? Evid Ivri, Evid Kanani. What Evid Ivri? What Evid Kanani? What are we talking about? And not only are we like, you know, just glossing over it so it'll have some familiarity when we, you know, when we get there. We're like, we're putting 3 hours of our day in the morning Seder trying to figure out, oh, Evid Ivri, Evid Kanani, what are we doing? But you know what we're doing? We're being crazy and we're believing. We're saying, yeah, Suffolk Shakl. The world says, Suffolk Shakl, maybe like 0.00001% that you guys have know what you're talking about. Everything in the world tells you otherwise. Yesh Olam, that's telling you otherwise. So what do you mean 50-50? What are you betting on? And then Jew wakes up and says, yes, I'm crazy enough to believe 50% chance Mashiach's coming today. Okay. Go for it. Rav Pinkus in Parshas B'Shalach has an amazing thing. He talks about this inyan of every suffix is really a vada that just hasn't revealed itself yet. Because that's what Rav Tzaddik was saying. That a suffix is only seems, you know, weak until it's megala itself as vada. the day that Mashiach is going to actually come, right, that morning, everyone's going to say, suffix, 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 until all of a sudden, boom, vada, oh my gosh, it really is going to happen. In Mitzrayim, there were so many Jews that, nah, come on, enough already. Until it actually happened. And then they have to wrap their head around, wait a minute, this actually happened. This really happened. In Purim, there were Jews who said, let's go to Achashverosh's party, I guess it's not happening. Until there was the most unbelievable Yeshua, maybe ever. So Rav Pinchas says that it's very interesting. You look sometimes in Shas, and you look in Torah, and Torah is a lot of sfeikos. You would think HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's got his act together, would be able to present the Torah, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu in written form. You would think it would be Kulo Vadai. And yet, there's so much suffix, Torah Shebaal Peh especially, but even Torah Shebechsav. But Pinchas writes, take a look, the bottom paragraph on the first side of the page, where it's bolded. Videi HaTorah Malei Sveikos. Torah is full of Sveikos. Mentioned earlier this week, the world stands on three things, Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. Gemilas Chasadim, Ben Adam L'Chavero. Avodah, Ben Adam L'Makom. Torah, Maharal says, Torah is Ben Adam L'Atzma. So if the Torah is filled with Sveikos, you better believe your life is going to be filled with Sveikos, but the goal is to take something and make it into Vadai. Vinei HaTorah Malei Sveikos, Uveshas Atzmo Yesh Teku Harbe. Rav Pinchas says in Shas, sometimes we get stuck. Teku. What's Teku? What does Teku stand for?
Tishbi
Yataretz Kushas Vavayos. Tishbi. Who's Tishbi? Tishbi Yataretz. Tishbi will resolve. Kushiot Vavayot. All questions. All questions and problems. Right? So isn't it interesting that the biggest Sveikos in Shas are going to come to the greatest Gilui Eliyahu, that he holds the keys to the most perplexing questions? Rashi lefam kosev eni odeya perusho. Rashi sometimes. If Rashi can't figure out a pasuk, then I'm not figuring it out. Rashi sometimes writes, I don't know the pshat. He writes that. He writes it in Shas many times. He writes it in Chumash many times. Ubepashtus machmas rov omko shel Torah. Gam arze kel if am inim yodim. So you could throw up your hands and say, well, if Rashi can't figure it out, I guess no one's figuring it out. Aval be'emes kol safek ve'eini yodeya einam bitoy shel iyadia. You know what Rashi's... Why would Rashi say, I don't know? Why would the Rambam raise the perplexing question of Bechira and Yediyah, Hashem knows everything, but you have free will? He's just confusing us. Why is he doing that? Why is Rashi admitting that he doesn't know something? So the first thing you say is, well, I guess there's things we don't understand, and that just makes more suffix in my life. But says Rav Pinchas, no, that's not the pshat. Every suffix, every Eini Yodeya, is not a bitul, it's not an expression of I Yediyah, Ela Adraba, Yediyah Amuka Ma'od. Rashi's saying, this is so deep, I can't even explain it to you. So Rashi just took something, which on the surface leaves us scratching our head, and turned it into what? Turned it into the most Vadai, the deepest, clearest Torah. That anyone who's on the inside track, it's Vadai. I can't even put it into words. First piece in Sichas Aran. I can't explain my experience with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Rashi's leaving a trail for us. He's saying, I'm telling you, there's something here. To you, it's going to look like suffix, but just keep believing in it, and you'll see it. It'll be Magal itself. It's Mamish, the biggest Vadai you've ever seen in your life. You gotta push through that suffix. Until you're able to recognize the Kedusha of the Vadai that's Chol within the suffix. Let's learn another piece from Rav Pam. Rav Pam and his other sefer, the Atar Lemelech, in source number 3, quotes a Gemara in Bava Basra, Kufman Bezam and Bez. This is beautiful. I don't think I ever told you this. Amar of Yitzchak, Amar of Yochanan. Gemara says, Hamazak le'uber lokana. Let's say I want to give something to an unborn child. Yeah? Let's say I want to give something to an unborn child. Okay. So, the Gemara says, lokana. An embryo can't acquire something. Does not have the means of acquiring something. Ve'im tomar, says the Gemara, Mishnah Seinu. But if you'll say, what about the Mishnah? That seems to imply that what? That an unborn child can be Yoresh, his father. He can acquire things. Answers the Gemara, Ho v'daito sh'adam kro v'etzel b'no. That's different because it's his own son. A parent can transmit something to an unborn child if it's his child. Perish Rashbam, the Rashbam Baba Basar says, Luber Shalom, Gomer Machna Bechol Libo, Aval Uber Acher Lo Kana. To transfer something to his own child, he can do that with all his heart and soul. To give something to another unborn child, he can't. Why not? Why not? Why can't he muster up the emotional energy to give it over? Why? What's preventing him in halacha from giving it over? Says, exactly. Says Rav Pam, because who's to say that this, you know how many sveikos we have regarding the viability of an ubar? We're not sure this kid's going to make it. But if it's your kid, there's no suffix. It's beautiful. Look what Rav Pam says here. Shemati Pam b'shem chacham echad. Shehezbir adavar kacha. Be'uber yesh kama sveikos v'chashashos. And Uber's whole existence is suspect. Im yotze la'av your olam klal, is the child going to be born? You know how many things can go wrong? You can have a child who, with modern medicine, you have a sonogram, everything's looking good, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, 7 months. And then God forbid, in the 9th month, the woman loses the child. The child, the doctor says, perfectly fine. There's so many sveikos. There's such anxiety until that child comes into the world and you know, expands its lungs for the first time. So many sveikos. Sveikos, chashashos. Va'afim yivalev, and even if the child is born, you know how critical those first days of life are? It's a huge deal. Yeshafek imi yeh bar nash normali. And even if you get past those first couple of days, is my child going to be a normal child? Is my child going to have the normal things that we all expect? Like some svarim say that, you know, Ezehu Ashir, Asamech Lechalko. What's an Ashir? What's an Ashir? Irving Bunim brings this in his commentary on Pirkei Avos. Yeah, on the Mishnah, Ezehu Ashir, Asamech Lechalko. It's not his own chiddush, it's another svarim also. In Ethics from Sinai, he brings this var. Ashir, he says, is Ashir Tevos, Einayim, Shinayim, Yadayim, Raglayim. If you have eyes, if you have teeth, if you have arms, you have legs, right? There's just a couple body parts, but it's if you're born with two legs, if you can walk on 2 feet. I slept last night. I told somebody about my friend who had this major leg surgery. So I slept with him last night. He's in a rehab center in Saddlebrook. So I spent the night with him. He's doing, you know, physical therapy just to try to get his leg back together. It's crazy what they did to him. How they like skin grafts and arteries and I went to daven this morning. Hamechim mitzadei gavur that I'm able to stand on my 2 feet. You don't think about it. You know, I told some of them I'm having a little trouble hearing recently. You don't appreciate being able to see, being able to hear, until like you struggle with these things. There's a million and one sfeikos about the human body. Imiya bar kayama. This kid's going to be normal. This kid's going to be able to see. Take it for granted that we can see. You know how complicated the eye is? That this child's going to be normal, emotionally normal. Ulefichach lo gomer b'dayto lahaknos davar shalo bal olam. So you know what? You look at that other ubar, and you can't. You physically can't muster up the emotional strength and the halachic strength to transfer something to an unborn child, because in my mind, that child's life doesn't even... There's no guarantee. However, amnam, shani uber didei, but that's different when it's your own child. Which is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu can throw us down to this world, and we look at ourselves in the mirror, and we say, kulo suffik, and Hashem says, not my child, vadai. Vadai, Hashem says, vadai. Demirov avas ha'av l'beno, ein hu mala aldaito, shum chashash sakana v'nezek. Hashem says, I can throw you into the most crazy environments. And we should feel very lucky. Most of the time we wake up feeling so unlucky, we live in a world of such, you know, craziness. We're so lucky that Hashem chose us to carry out the final mission. Mamash, the ultimate mission, to bring the gula, to bring everything full circle. Hashem picked us. That means He trusts us more than He trusts. I don't want to name tzaddikim from previous generations, but He trusts us more than them. Because otherwise He would have chosen them. Just a bunch of regular people like ourselves to finish the job. It's amazing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, to you it's a suffik, but if you mekabel it as a mitzvah, it'll have the kedusha of vadei. That's for tzaddik yisod. The things which start in the realm of suffik, if you accept it as real, it becomes vadei. You take Bein HaShmashos, make it into Shabbos, and you'll get the credit for it. Not Hashem, who knows how things are going to work out, that he's the one who says, I'm the guarantor that everything's going to work out here. You get the credit. It's amazing. Just got to hold on. Just got to hold on in the dance between Yayish and Amunah. What was the last point Rav Tzadok made? And with this, we'll wrap up. What was Rav Tzadok's final point? Rav Tzadok's final point, again, is that what? Is that Kol Shebnei Yisrael Machmir Ma'atma Asoso Mitzvah, the things that you work on, and that's sort of, again, sort of the whole piece, but the things that you make serious, even if it starts off very shaky, if you make it serious, then what? Nasa mitzvah v'yishbo kedusha. So I want to end with a little teaching from Maseches Pesachim. Because we're going to have a lot of Yom Tov coming up. And we're having the root of all Yom Tov, which is the Yom Tov of Pesach. One of the reasons it's called Shabbos, again, is the same way Shabbos is the root of all Yom Tov. Pesach, HaChodesh Zelchem, right? Rishon Ulechem, L'chad She'eshana, this is where it all begins. So it's the foundation of all Yom Tov. Okay? So let's just learn one little halacha that comes in Arvei Pesachim. What does it say? In Arvei Pesachim it says in source number 4, Yom Tov Shechol Yos Acher HaShabbos. What happens if Yom Tov falls out after Shabbos? Yeah? Shabbos right into Yom Tov. How do you do Havdalah? How do you do Kiddush? How do you do the combination? Rav says, Yod Kuf Nun He, Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah. And Shmuel says, Yayin Ner Havdalah Kiddush. Okay.
Yeah.
Right? Yak Nahas, as we like to call it, as the Gemara will later say. Good. Says the Rashbam, how come no one's talking about Besamim? Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah, where's the Besamim? It's Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos going into Yom Tov, where'd the Besamim go? So the Rashbam says, Masha ain't no sin ha'mora and simin le'besamim. The reason Besamim's not mentioned here, Levisha ain't mevarchan al Besamim b'Yom Tov. When you go from Shabbos into Yom Tov, you don't make the bracha Besamim. Why do we make the bracha Besamim on regular Motzei Shabbos? Because we're losing our Neshama Yisera. When we go from Shabbos into Yom Tov, guess what? Just like Shabbos has Neshama Yisera, says the Rashbam, Harei gam Yom Tov yesh lanu Neshama Yisera k'Shabbos. You also have Neshama Yisera on Yom Tov. So you don't need the Besamim. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos, over there, Pesachim Kuf Beis Amud Beis, Tosfos says that's not true. Tosfos says there is no Neshama Yisera on Yom Tov. There is no Neshama Yisera on Yom Tov. Why is there no Besamim? Because the reason we have Besamim is to cheer us up. Well, you know what's going to cheer us up instead of smelling some cloves? You know what's going to cheer us up instead? How about Yom Tov? How about Simchas Yom Tov? Right? How about the beautiful festive meal that we're about to have for Yom Tov? So I don't need a little Besamim when I have Simchas Yom Tov and the Achila and the Shtia. That's just as good as Besamim. So even though, yes, the Neshama Yisera is leaving after Shabbos, yeah? Even though the Neshama Yisera is leaving after Shabbos, I don't need to cheer it up because I have the Yom Tov to keep things happy. Okay? Good? Now why does Tosfos think he's right? Because Tosfos says, because if you're right, Rashbam, so when should we use Besamim? After Yom Tov. And we don't. Right? Meaning, you want to tell me the Neshama Yisera gets extended into Yom Tov? That's great, but eventually Yom Tov comes to an end.
Yom Tov extends to the year.
Right? Eventually Yom Tov comes to an end. Unless Yom Tov never ends. Says the Sfas Emes to answer Tosfos' question. This is not Sfas Emes on Shas. This is Sfas Emes in Parshas Emor. And the Shem Yishmuel has a similar yisod in the name of his father, Avnei Nezer. Really based on a Ramban. So let's see. It's rooted in Rishon. Sfas Emes says in source number 7, Shemati, I heard from my father. Ki bekoach b'nei Yisrael l'kro ha-kedusha b'zmanum yuchad me'achar sheheim be'etzam kodesh. How is it that we can make kedusha? That's what's happening here. It's our commitment to Bein HaShmashos that turns it into Shabbos. What do you mean Shabbos? Shabbos is not us. Shabbos is Kviya V'Kaima. Hashem controls Shabbos. So how do we get involved with it? And the answer is, because if a Jew knows that he is Kadosh, he can just what? Spill that Kedusha over onto things. Me'achar she'heim be'etzem Kodesh. Because a Jew is Kodesh, v'nekdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, since there's Kedusha inside of yourself, so that Kedusha could spill over what? Into the entire world. V'levar inin al pi ma'amar mzal, le'olam yira adam atzo ki lo kadosh shoy b'soch me'ah, v'kos tamayim rechazal. A person should see himself always as if what? As if there's something holy inside of himself. Right? Yeah? You should see yourself what? Ki'ilu. another ki'ilu, second ki'ilu of the day. Second ki'ilu, which is not really a ki'ilu. See yourself as if there's something holy inside of you. You know why? Because there is something holy inside of you. The ki'ilu is only in your head. The ki'ilu is you can't get past thinking, it's a ki'ilu. Yeah? Kedoshim ti'il. What does the Medrash say? Kedoshim ti'il. You know the part from the Mishnah? Kedoshim ti'il. Says the Medrash, Yachol Kamoni, maybe you should be as holy as I am. Yeah? Talmud Lomar. Right? What's the end of the pasuk? Ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. Kedushasi lemalam mikedushaschem. You're not as holy as me. What's Yachol Kamoni? Did we really have a Hava Mina? When we saw the words Kadoshim Tiyu, be holy. Oh, I have to be as holy as God? Yachol Kamoni, you might think you have to be as holy as God. No, you don't actually have to be as holy as God. It's fine if you're just as holy as a human being is. The Rishner said, you have to read it B'nichusa. Yachol Kamoni. Yes, Yachol Kamoni. Yes, Yachol Kamoni. Not Talmud Lomar, Tilmud Lomar. Teach yourself to say Yachol Kamoni. It's hard to say Yachol Kamoni. To even pretend for a second that I have Kedushas, it's hard. That's very hard. But if a Jew knows that what? That there's Kadosh Shari B'soch Me'ov, then what? He can go and do mitzvahs in that way. Just jump down. I see it's getting late. So let's jump down. Jump down to where it's bolded at the end. Uvizeh nira levar kushyos ha-tosvos. Where's the Tosvos? He doesn't tell us. We just saw it. Tosvos m'psachim kuf bezim v'beis. We can now answer the Tosvos' question with regard to Neshama Yisera. Why yesh b'yom tov? If there's Neshama Yisera on yom tov, im kein b'motze yom tov, there should be a bracha b'samim. V'yena b'yom tov, im kein b'en Shabbos yom tov, nevarach b'samim. But based on what we just explained, why don't you need b'samim after yom tov? Why do you need b'samim after yom tov? Kivada yesh neshama yisera, ava ayedei shaha ora mispashit beguf nishar la'ola mishima. But through the Yom Tov, where man has even more of a hand than in Shabbos, where man can be more active in spreading Kedusha, mikadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim, the Kedusha that you create in the world on Yom Tov lasts forever. It's not shaky, it's vaday. It's so vaday, it gets etched into time. And this is the Vard that the Shem Yishmuel says in the name of his father, Avni Nezer, in the final source. V'nei yaduam divrei HaRamban. She'ein tzarach b'sam l'motzei Yom Tov k'mo b'motzei Shabbos b'shem d'ruach Yisrael zochin b'Yom Tov einena mistaglakas. The Ramban already says that the Neshama Yisera, or what he calls the Ruach Yisera of Yom Tov, never leaves. But the Ramban doesn't tell us why. Why doesn't the Neshama Yisera leaves after Shabbos? How does the Neshama Yisera stay after Yom Tov? So he quotes his father, Avni Nezer, the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov, where it's bolded, b'shem d'Shabbos k'viya v'kaima. Because man can't, you can't make it happen. You don't have a hand in it. So when the gift you were given called Shabbos and the Neshama Yisera that came along with it comes to a conclusion, it leaves. And you can't hold on to it. But Yom Tov, you create Yom Tov. Mekadish Yisrael v'azman. Yesh bo tfisas yad ha'odom. And therefore, Alkein or Alkarachach einenu mistalekes mimenu b'motzei Yom Tov. Therefore, because you created it through your efforts, it left a mark. It stays forever. And that's the avoda of mamish all of life. To realize that we could look at our whole life and say it's suffix, suffix, suffix. And Hashem says, "Come on, Alkarachach atachai. I'm commanding you. It's really together Shabbos. We don't have a hand in it. It's forced upon us." But we can choose to be mature about it and say, you know what, I'm a kabbal the mission. Lo levater zel l'ratzeach. I'm gonna do what I can to turn Suffolk into Vada. And when you do that, it's imbued with the full Kedusha. The person carries out the mission. And again, only a father can do such a thing to a son. To a son that's an Uber. That doesn't... How do we know this is going to work out? Hashem says, because I'm the father. And the halacha says the father has confidence that it's going to work out. So Mirtz Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us. The Rav Kluger blessed us today to just go right there. That even as the Chevra sometimes seems, you know, the Chevra being, the Jewish people seem to be, you know, dwindling, those who still believe. But just remember, there were Jews in 2446 sitting in Mitzrayim who also had a really hard time believing. After hearing over and over shmoozing about Pakod Yifkod, Pakod Yifkod. Even after a year of miracles, it was still hard to believe. 4/5 still couldn't believe. So it's understandable that it's hard for us to believe. But the Maisa, it happened. It happened on Purim, it happened in Mitzrayim, and Mirtz Hashem should happen to us. I'm here, Ben Menon.
Amen.